Ilara raised her head.
You said each of your people could take a vampire.
Dugar pulled the tarp off the wagon. An undead sat in a metal cage. The moment the tarp came off, it lunged at the metal bars, its eyes glowing with insane bloodlust.
Prove it,
Ilara said. Dambray nodded at his soldiers.
Pick.
Ilara stared at the rows of soldiers. She was about to sentence one of them to death. A human, even a skilled human, had very little chance against an undead. She had to do her job. He would put his strongest people in front and in the rear, so she had to pick from the middle.
Fourth row on my left, she said. Third soldier.
Arend Garcia,
Dambray ordered, his voice rolling.
Step forward.
The third man in the fourth row took a step back, turned, and marched to the edge of the line. Turned, marched toward them, turned again. Dead man walking. He was in his late 20s, dark hair cut short, light eyes. Like all of them, he was lean, almost underfed. A scar crossed his face on the right side of his nose, slanting to the side and barely missing his mouth. He was about to die. If she showed any care at all, Dambray would use it to get out of this test. Arend Garcia came to a stop. She checked Dambray's face. It might as well have been cut from a rock.
Kill the undead,
Dambray ordered, his voice calm. Garcia dropped his bedroll and backpack, stepped forward, facing the cage, reached behind his back, and pulled a brutal-looking knife free. It looked like a slimmer version of a machete, its blade black. Dugar picked up the chain attached to a heavy metal bar, securing the trapdoor release on the cage, and backed away. Garcia watched, impassive. The undead hammered itself against the bars.
Damn it. You're going to let your man face an undead with a knife?
Dambray glanced at her.
Did you want him to kill it with his bare hands?
No.
She barely knew the man, and she already hated him.
At least give him a sword.
He doesn't need a sword.
Dugar yanked the chain. The bolt slid free. The undead tore out of the cage, lightning fast, and charged Garcia. At the last moment, the slender man stepped aside, graceful like a matador, and brought the machete down. The blade cleaved through the undead's neck. Its head rolled onto the grass. The body ran another 10 feet and toppled forward, the stump of the neck digging into the grass. Ilara realized she was holding her breath and let it out. Garcia pulled a cloth from the pocket of his leathers, wiped the blade, slid it back into its sheath, and stood at parade rest.
Are you satisfied?
Dambray asked.
Yes.
The word tasted bitter in her mouth. She should have been happy. She wanted crack troops, and she got them. Ilara forced a calm expression over her face like a mask.
Thank you, Preceptor.
He smiled. He was clearly enjoying every second of this.
Anything for my betrothed.
She almost punched him.